It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to everybody for being tuned in, locked in all over North America. You could be in California, you could be in Florida, you could be in New York, you could be in Canada. I don't know where you are. Thank you for being here. Me? I'm in Georgia. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. He's holding things down on the board. We'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We have had a busy show. Thank you so much to Calvin Watkins for joining us from the Dallas Morning News. He came through and talked about what else? The Cowboys and Jerry Jones and his terrible negotiation tactics. Hey, thank you so much to Teresa Walker for joining us to talk about the Tennessee Titans. Will Levis said, I'm having surgery. As a result, it looks like Cam Ward is going to be the starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. I think we already knew that. And maybe Will Levis was like, I ain't going to get the starting job anyway. Let me just have them cut my shoulder open. Talked about the WNBA players over the weekend making a statement that they should be paid more money. Where's the money coming from? We talked about Scottie Scheffler winning over the weekend. Manny Pacquiao at 46 years old, drawing. Chris Paul has a new job. He's back with the Los Angeles Clippers. Marcus Smart goes to the Lakers. Mike Brown of the Bengals. He's taking a dump on Shamar Stewart. And Jerry Jones just being Jerry Jones. So we've talked about a lot today. We have more to do as we continue on. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening live on their local affiliates. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to call, the phone number is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Not hard to find. I'm on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. I told you it was a busy day. What would NFL training camp be without Jerry Jones saying something crazy? And it only took him at his introductory press conference to talk about the state of the Dallas Cowboys. Micah Parsons is looking for a new contract. Micah Parsons did show up to work today. He is at camp. We're going to see to what degree he's going to participate over the next several weeks. But let's just say Jerry Jones isn't the happiest camper when it comes to both Micah and Dak and how many games they've missed as it relates to last season. Listen to what Jerry Jones said earlier.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt six games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out two-thirds of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
Let's just say Micah Parsons is not helped. He's not happy. J.J. Watt put up a post saying, it pretty much, it's not the smartest or best idea, you know, to kind of beat up on your own players, your star players, who are getting hurt. He's like, that's probably not the best way to support them. And Micah Parsons decided to retweet that. So let's just say he is not happy with the situation. We know that his brother, or J.J. Watt's brother, T.J. Watt, is now making $41 million a season. I'll tell you this much. Micah Parsons, well, he was on a podcast last week, 6 Feet Under, and he pretty much said that the Dallas Cowboys are making this, they're making this harder than it needs to be.
We obviously want to get done early. We want that relief off our backs, but obviously ownership is always going to make it drag out, make it more complicated than it has to be, lack of communication in that standpoint. But, you know, I just always say, God has me this far. He ain't done with me yet. So, you know, I just keep working, keep going. And then when it come, I'm going to be ready. But, you know, it ain't going to be no drop off.
Yeah, well, first of all, Jerry Jones mentioned that Micah Parsons missed six games last year. It was only four. He also called him Michael Parsons by accident. Okay, accidents happen. I think they tend to happen more when you're in your 80s and you're Jerry Jones. And things are just weird in Cowboys land, which would be normal for the Dallas Cowboys. Anyway, speaking of normal, the Cincinnati Bengals are normally weird. They continue to be odd. We know Shamar Stewart, the defensive end who's supposed to replace Sam Hubbard, who retired, is still not at camp. They've argued over language in his contract as it relates to guarantees, and it seems that we got a little bit of a response. Mike Brown is 89 years old, and he had an explanation as to what's going on with Shamar Stewart. And while the contract isn't done yet, listen to this.
If he gets involved in conduct detrimental to football, well, what does that mean? Detrimental to football in recent years has been violence to women. Well, if we get a player who gets involved in something like that or does something that is just unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I ought to be paying him.
Okay. Boccia, that's a pretty extreme example, is it? No? Or normal?
I guess you want to just give the extreme just to get the point across where the guarantees are. But the caller earlier really had a good point where if it's unclear in definition, where it's not listed like 1A, 1B, 1C, they can basically ruin the rest of this guy's guarantees and maybe future rookies.
Yeah, well, this is the point that Shamar Stewart was making. He's like, listen, if I'm here at work, why can't I just get the same damn contract that everybody else got? Why are you now trying to adjust it? So I have no idea how this is going to end. Is he going to blink? I highly doubt it, because I think this is going to have an effect not just on his contract, but future contracts and other contracts across the league. And so let's see if the Cincinnati Bengals give in. They're going to look stupid. They're going to look ridiculous if they don't have this guy in. So maybe the Bengals have to give a little. Mike Brown also continued about Trey Hendrickson's contract, and he pretty much said it looks like they'll get a deal done. We'll see. We'll see. When it comes to the Bengals, I don't trust anything. I wonder if Mike Brown and Jerry Jones are friends. I wonder. Like, do they make phone? Boccia already asked you if Mike Brown knows what day of the week it is. Do you think Mike Brown sends text messages?
Well, I don't know. All I've heard is that the NFL, there's some collusion going around. So maybe they have each other on speed dial.
The old guys, right, to try to rob the players?
Rob the players, and they're texting, hey, we just scanned one of these guys. Good job. Well,
Mike Brown probably has somebody sends the text for him, right?
Probably. Or he has, like, the voice-to-text, so he speaks over.
You hear how slow he talks? I don't know about that one.
Well, it still works.
Yeah, it'd take a while to work. They're probably asking him after one word in, do you want me to send the message? So we'll see. And speaking of collusion, making money, WNBA players over the weekend, they had a little bit of an issue with money. Apparently in Indianapolis, during the All-Star break, the players sat down with the owners to try to figure out an agreement for their next CBA, or at least lay the groundwork for one, and they couldn't come to a deal. The players felt so offended that right before the All-Star game, they wore shirts that basically said, hey, pay us, you know, what we're worth. Pay us what we deserve. And it's just like, is there money to pay y'all? I know you have a new television contract that's coming in, but you think about a league that's been in debt for like 30 years and has been subsidized by the NBA. Isn't money coming in? Aren't they like people lined up that need some of that money back, like the NBA and some of their owners? I would think so, but what the hell do I know? I know Kelsey Plum, and she basically said that us wearing this shirt is to put the owners on notice, I guess. Listen to this.
I think it was just all of us getting on the same page for the game. We wanted to do something that was just united and collective, and I thought that it was a very powerful moment and got the point across, and you know, sometimes you don't have to say anything.
Yeah, they put it on a T-shirt. Good job. And Nafisa Collier. She's basically likely going to be the MVP for the season in the WNBA. She said that we want a fair collective bargaining agreement, not just for today, but to set the groundwork for the future.
This could possibly be like a CBA 7 years. You never know how much longer you have to play. And so obviously I'm taking this really seriously for myself, but also for the future generations. We are setting up the next CBA. You always have to think about that as well. And so the decisions that are made here affect a lot of people. And so, of course, we're taking it really seriously.
The WNBA and its players, their CBA is done in October. And so if they don't come to an agreement between now and October or even after that, they run the risk of the season not starting on time, you know, next spring. Is that what the WNBA needs? At a time where they've garnered and have more interest than ever before? Do they need a work stoppage? Or like, what are they fighting over? Money that's not there? We got to see. I know they got TV contracts, but they've also been in a lot of debt. And so you can certainly go out there and split the pie a little bit more. The players want to get paid more. Where's the money coming from? Where's it coming from? I mean, outside of Caitlin Clark showing up and playing in front of 20,000 people, the last I checked, a lot of their games are still taking place in front of a few thousand. You know, 5, 6. So, yeah, you got to find the money somewhere. They got a $2 billion television deal that spans 11 years, $200 million a year. Not a huge amount for a place that's been in debt for 30. Good luck to the WNBA players. Okay, everybody wants more money, but where's it coming from? Speaking of money, Chris Paul, 40 years old now at this point in time. He just turned 40 in May. He's making a little bit more money. A one-year, $3.6 million deal to return to the Los Angeles Clippers. Why is Chris Paul going to the Clippers? Because I guess like Damian Lillard, he wants to be closer to his family. He played all 82 games last year for the San Antonio Spurs. 8.7 assists in about 30 minutes. I don't think they're going to need 30 minutes of action from him with James Harden and maybe Kawhi Leonard out on the basketball court. Listen to Shams tell you about Chris Paul going back to the Clippers.
Chris Paul wanted to stay near his family in Los Angeles this upcoming season, and the Clippers needed another reserve guard. They needed someone at the point guard position coming off the bench, so it made it a perfect match, a perfect reunion. And multiple suitors such as Milwaukee, Dallas, Charlotte all expressed interest in Chris Paul over the last few weeks. But now the ability to join a contender in LA, the history, shared history that these two sides have together. 5 All-Star appearances, 5 All-NBA teams, a franchise record with the Clippers in 6 years that he had spent there prior. And he really wanted to see, can he return back to the Clippers? And this is a team full of veteran players. It's a deep team. I'm told Chris Paul very much understands his role could fluctuate night to night. He might not play on some nights, but the ability to start, come off the bench, and be a plug-and-play player, this is someone that could have a pretty impactful role.
Yeah, it'd be fine. Bacha, what's the over or under on Kawhi Leonard actually playing basketball this year?
Games? I'd say he plays 50.
Yeah, 50 sounds about right. He just turned 34 years old. It feels like he's been around forever. It feels like he's been hurt forever. This past season, Kawhi Leonard played a whopping 37 games. 37 games. There's memes and jokes all over the internet about Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Chris Paul, just being a bunch of old guys, just being old dudes. They're old. The Clippers have good depth. They got good pieces. John Collins, they just bring in Lopez. They got Bogdanovich last year from the Hawks. Zubac is now one of the best guys, most improved last year. You move Norman Powell out, bring in Bradley Beal. They're good. They got depth. They got guys who've been all-stars and have been to finals before, and it sounds nice. It also sounds a little geriatric when it comes down to the Clippers. Speaking of geriatric, the other Los Angeles team with LeBron James, they added a little bit of help. Marcus Smart has found a new role. Listen to this report from CBS.
This just in out of the NBA, Marcus Smart and the Wizards have agreed to a buyout, paving the way for him to sign with the Lakers. That's the latest, according to ESPN. It'll be a two-year, $11 million deal in Los Angeles for the former Defensive Player of the Year. Smart spent the second half of the season with the Wizards after being traded by the Grizzlies.
Man, Marcus Smart has basically been in witness protection, okay? He has been hurt. He was in Washington, of all places. Ain't nobody watched this guy play in a few years. Since he got moved from the Boston Celtics, he's been hurt or just gone. Unfortunately, he wins Defensive Player of the Year, and the Celtics say no thanks. They end up trading him. They win the championship, and Marcus Smart has just been in obscurity. And so at 31 years old, he might be the best guy. Is he the best guy coming off the Lakers bench?
Do you consider Jackson Hayes to be anything?
Oh, come on now. Marcus Smart is better than him.
Bronny James?
Bronny is going to play basketball?
Maybe. He actually might have a role. Like a
no choice.
Role.
No choice now, right? No choice.
The other bench isn't great.
Yeah. The Lakers bench sucks. The star lineup sounds good. Luka, Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, LeBron, and DeAndre Ayton. Okay, fine. But when you start looking at that bench, Marcus Smart, Jake LaRavia, Jared Vanderbilt, Jackson Hayes, Gabe Vincent, Dalton Connect, Maxi Kleber. No. If I were LeBron James, I'd be like, man, get me out of here. And the thing is, what are the Lakers going to do? What can they do? Nothing. Like, what can they do? Who can they move? They can't do anything. The only thing that they can do is ultimately move LeBron James. LeBron James has a no-trade clause, so the only way LeBron moves is if he wants to. He's really their only asset as he's on an expiring contract. So, yeah, not looking good for the Los Angeles Lakers. They need some depth pieces, and they do not have them. And good luck to Bronny. Hopefully he'll get some action. Deserved action. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Last hour, we told you about the ex-NFL Players Association president. This man was going to strip clubs on a union's dime. That's too much action. Last week, I know we all heard about the couple that wasn't supposed to be a couple at the Coldplay concert. Man, they're being made fun of all over the place. We got sporting teams. We got teams that are making fun of this couple that decided to just ruin their own lives. Congratulations. We'll talk about that. We'll get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. And I know Marco Belletti. Yeah, Marco, we were like, damn, Manny Pacquiao. I hope he doesn't go out there and get his ass whooped. Manny Pacquiao was out there fighting. We'll talk about Manny as well. So we have so much more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And sometimes I say nonsense too. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you about boys behaving badly. NFL Players Association chief recently resigned, felt that he was becoming a distraction, could no longer lead. And we found out that he was using some of the union funds to, go to strip clubs. It happens, right? Not supposed to happen, but it happens. And I know we all by now have heard about the couple that wasn't supposed to be a couple at the Coldplay concert. They were on kiss cam. He was holding her, at the top, giving her a hug. And then they were on kiss cam. And then they tried to get the hell up on out the way. A little too late for that. You got caught red-handed. Apparently, they're both in relationships. I think the woman might be married. She worked in HR. He was the CEO. Only thing worse than that is if the lady from HR was, dating somebody that works for her. Botcher, couldn't have been any worse.
No, It was pretty bad.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. People are going to people. People get involved in workplace romances and relationships all the time. In a lot of cases, you might spend more time with the people at your damn job than you do with your own family. What a world that we live in. I actually saw a report that said Americans, I think when it comes to work-life balance, the United States of America is ranked like 59 out of 60 countries. So here we work. Work your ass off, okay? But in the case of this couple, the CEO, he quit because if he got fired, I'm pretty sure they take all his money. And now everybody is making fun of them to the millionth degree. The Philly Fanatic was making a joke about Kiss Cam. The Arizona Diamondbacks making fun. Everybody is getting in on this. And the guy and her will be okay. They'll get jobs. Like, ain't nobody worried about him. He's a tech company CEO. He'll get a job somewhere. Yeah, let's take a listen. This is the sound from them getting caught at the concert. Pretty funny.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Yeah, either they're having an affair or they're very shy. That's what Kiss Cam is for. Like, every now and then you're gonna get something crazy on the Kiss Cam. It happens all the time. I feel like, especially in soccer, it just so happens to be that these individuals are very high profile. But I feel like they just so happen to be important people with important jobs, quote unquote. Bacha, this is nothing all that unusual, right?
Well, I would say the reaction itself isn't unusual. But when you go deeper into it, just the context of a CEO of probably a billion-dollar startup and then the head of HR in this type of relationship, it's just the fact that it's an HR person, who I think if you go even more in depth, she comes from like a historically old money family from the New England area. So she was already rich in a relationship, married, and now this happens. So it's more of the lore and caring of these people are really high up in their companies and they're doing this and acting stupid, that makes us all happy to see their downfall.
Well, no repercussions outside of reputation, right?
I'm pretty sure that woman will never work in HR again.
Oh, she does. Well, does she need the work at all?
Probably not. I think it's just a crazy thing that she's working HR in general just to fill time.
Yeah. And then he's going to get a job somewhere else. He'll be fine.
He'll be back. It's just a matter of time.
The only thing that sucks is the families, right? No?
Oh, yeah, of course. They're going to just ruins two separate families, two marriages.
Maybe he was just trying to keep her warm at the concert.
Yeah, it's middle of summer in New England. Couldn't be that warm.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody's getting in on it.
It's Coldplay, though. It's like, of all things, it was a Coldplay concert.
What did you expect it to be? A concert for who else?
I'm just saying, like, Coldplay makes either the most sad music known man to kind,
yes,
or just feel good music. And you got these two people cheating on their spouses, like whole lovey dovey. And I don't even know if it was a love song at that point.
Wow. You're right. I like Coldplay, but most of the songs from Chris Martin, he sounds miserable as hell. And didn't he have his own thing? Is he not divorced himself?
He just recently broke up with Dakota.
What?
The one from Madam Web, Dakota Fanning? No.
Hudson. What was the wife? He was married. They got a kid named Apple, right?
Apple. I have no idea about that.
He has a kid named Apple.
I'm looking it up.
You don't believe me? He got a kid named Apple. He was married to whoever that
Apple Martin. Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh,
from,
yeah.
From Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He was married to her. So he has his own issues. He's over here making fun. Well, he wasn't making fun. But if you're going to be on Kiss Cam, and it happens all the time, people end up sitting next to people that they told their job they weren't going to be working. They told their job they were out. And the next thing you know, they're sitting around on a date at a sporting event. No, Kiss Cam has ruined some lives here and there. I don't think that this group, I don't think their lives were ruined, but it may have ruined the lives of their kids, their spouses, and now we got sporting mascots that are making fun of it. It's only a matter of time before Mr. Met and Mrs. Met. Have they reenacted this yet?
Oh, no. They're a loving couple. Why would they ever reenact this?
Where did Mr. Met get a wife from?
Mrs. Met's been around in the history.
Like 5 years.
Yeah, but like it's been, I guess the marriage is back and going. I think she was back in the 60s, 70s, and now she's been thriving.
I feel like ever since do you remember Mr. Met threw up that middle finger at the family?
Those are good times.
Right. Ever since Mr. Met threw up that middle finger, all of a sudden now we got Mrs. Met.
And now Mr. Met's jacked and like buff as hell.
Is he?
Yeah.
Mr. Met has muscles.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't noticed. I think I did see at some point in time Mrs. Met was being hit on by other mascots. Do you recall that?
It was recently too. It was the Houston Texans mascot recently hit on Mrs. Met.
Wait,
I'm pretty sure Blooper did.
What is the Texans mascot doing in a baseball game?
A lot. There's a lot going on with the mascot world.
Okay.
It was a birthday party. Things happened at a birthday party that may have gone too far. Communications kind of extreme.
Yeah, I heard that's a thing, right? Mascots get together and stuff. I heard that's a thing.
Not married mascots, Mr. and Mrs. Met.
Not married. They're just all pretend people. Come on now.
Oh, you think there's like a mascot cult? Like the people who play the mascots?
No, not a cult. Mascots get together and do other things. Marco Belletti, Manny Pacquiao lived through over the weekend. He lived.
I saw that. You guys were doing Eyes Wide Shut with mascots. That's what I seem to walk into.
No, the mascots, there's a thing where the people get together to do the fun stuff with the mascots,
mm-hmm,
man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think the password is Fidelio.
Excuse me?
Yes. This movie's old. It's a reference to Eyes Wide Shut from like 25 years ago. Uh-huh. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's awkward and weird, which is exactly the way you would think with the mascots.
Wasn't that with... Is that Nicole Kidman? Was that
and Tom Cruise? Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's Stanley Kubrick's last movie.
Didn't watch it. Not gonna watch it. No thanks.
Not a great movie. Just weird.
Wasn't there a scene in there that was like wrong or something like that?
Oh, there was a lot wrong in that movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Not watching that one.
Yeah.
Not watching.
It looks like a cult, though.
What are you talking about?
The Eyes Wide Shut looks like a cult. They're wearing creepy masks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why the mascots can't be in a cult.
Is that something that you're wishing for?
No, I'm just okay. I don't know. I think it's a thing.
Don't tell us what you do in your spare time, Bacho. Okay.
Researching the history of mascots and to see if they're a cult following.
Yeah. Let's keep it there. Anyway, Mr. Met, his girl is his wife, right? Mrs. Met. So they're married.
Yep, they're married.
Does she wear a ring?
I don't think so.
Yeah, man. This is whatever.
That's messed up.
What? Are they really married?
Well, if you're going to say that they're married, they both should be wearing rings. If you're going to do this, do it right. Otherwise, I'm starting to be concerned that it shouldn't be where you have to worry about if somebody's hitting on Mrs. Met. She's a free agent.
Bacha, didn't we have a conversation not too long ago about... Oh, it's... who's married? Aaron Rodgers. Marco, that was with you, right? No?
Yeah, I don't buy that. I'll be the one to say it.
So who's more married, Mr. Met or Aaron Rodgers? Neither one?
If I had to take a guess, I'd say Mr. Met.
Mr. Met is he's more likely to be involved in a legitimate relationship than Aaron Rodgers?
No, I think Aaron Rodgers is in a legitimate relationship, and I'm sure he's been in many.
Marriage.
I just don't believe that this is a lawful marriage, if you will. Now, do you need to be lawfully married to be married in your eyes? No, not necessarily. But Aaron Rodgers strikes me as the kind of guy that they had a big ceremony, Eyes Wide Shut. And at the end of it, he said he was married with a ring, but he's not actually technically, legally married.
Yeah, the same way he was immunized.
That's right. Yep. He likes to play with words.
Yeah.
And then when things go bad or well or whenever, he wants to bring it back. And then he'll spin that we are just so nosy and have to know what's the difference. If we feel we're married, why does the language have to change? Why do I need legal, department get into it? Why do I need a piece of paper? All that kind of stuff. Well, it'll be fun.
I know who's not married, that couple at the concert, so.
No.
It's about to be done.
Can I, and I'm sure I'm not the only one to say it.
That's embarrassing, right?
All you had to do was just play it out. Nobody knows who you are.
Yeah, but when you just pop up on a screen in front of thousands and thousands of people, it is a natural reaction to go, oh, crap.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you have no self, you know, look.
It's human nature,
yes, but why couldn't you have the weird, awkward smile like you soiled yourself and just stand there? When you duck under, when you turn away, that's when we know something's going on. If you just look weird, we don't know. We just think you're weird. We don't care.
Thank you, Marco Belletti, for teaching people how to cheat. Thank you.
It's not that hard, man.
What, cheating?
You don't do that. Whenever you get in an awkward situation, just have that weird-ass smile, that smirk. Yeah. Try to play it off. You can always discuss it later. If you get caught and everybody finds out, you're going to be under it no matter what. Don't give it away. Come on.
I just feel bad for the children, okay?
See, it's always on the children. That's a shame.
It's the children. Like, they got kids. I don't even feel necessarily bad. Well, I get for the partners, they're embarrassed, right?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
They got to hear about this every week. Oh, my husband is a dumbass. My ex-wife or whatever, she's a dumbass. Look at these two idiots.
And that's the thing, because who knows? They may know. It may be one of those things where everybody's kind of aware of the situation. But because they're aware, doesn't mean that they want us aware. So, yeah, that's got to be really embarrassing.
Yeah, she got to live with her mom now and take the kids and kick them out the house. It's just...
It's always the kids. They always suffer.
Yeah, the kids suffer.
You got to think ahead.
All because they wanted to see Chris Martin. Okay.
Yeah, and is Coldplay that good?
It looks fun.
What looks fun?
The Coldplay concert.
Does it?
CEO aside, they have like a cool light show, and they have a lot of good songs.
Okay.
I believe you. I got to be fair. I don't know a whole lot of Coldplay, but the songs I know, it feels like depressing. You know, like I don't know if I'd want to sit through 3 hours of that or 2 hours or however long they play. I feel like that's a song or two, and then, you know, all right, let's get something else.
And is he singing the whole time? It's just him sounding miserable?
Old Coldplay is very depressing. New Coldplay is pretty good. It's upbeat.
He found himself? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he was like very depressed when the old ones came out.
So it was Gwyneth's fault. Is that basically what you're telling me?
So okay. I think we're due for another sad album soon. All right, but like he got the song with Beyonce, and then he got the car commercial songs. He's doing pretty good.
You know better than me. I just know this guy's ruining relationships, so good for him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. At least it's given the mascot something to do. Reenact Kiss Cam. So, hey, there you have it. When we come back, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, what's going on in the world of sports this minute? It's time for a news flash with Marco Belletti.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, Damian Lillard, back in Portland, spoke to the media and the press. His daughter said, wait, we don't have to get on the airplane to Milwaukee no more? Yeah, you don't. No, you don't. Hang out with dad in Portland while he rehabs. Damian Lillard going back to where he used to play. Chris Paul going back to the Clippers. A bunch of old players going back to where they had their glory years. Must be nice. Anyway, it's the end of the show. That means it's time for us to go back as well to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is July 21st. 2025, but if we go back to July 21st, 1973, Hammerin' Hank Aaron, he hit home run number 700 off of Phillies pitcher Ken Brett. Let's go back in time, courtesy of WPHL 17.
11, second base, nobody out.
You know, unfortunately, Braves lost that game against the Phillies 8-4. We know Hank finished up with 755 bombs. July 21st. Let's go back in time again. 1989. You might have blinked and missed it. Mike Tyson knocked down Carl Williams. It took him about a minute and a half. Mike Tyson knocked him out. It was the shortest heavyweight title fight in history. Listening to Mike Tyson is always hilarious. Not really. I'm sorry, Mike. Listen to this, courtesy of HBO.
What happened from your point of view? Did you see him really dazed?
Well, no. I noticed my trainers would tell me we're slipping and hooking. So when we slip, because usually I come in, I slip, and I get in there, and that's the hardest part, is getting in there, and I never threw the punch. And so we're practicing, and you slip, and so you're in there, instantaneously, bing, throw the punch. And I did. I was successful.
What? Were you surprised that he stayed on top of you as much as he did, that he didn't try to move?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I just knew it took a matter of time. I loved it.
So you knew that as soon as he was doing that you were going to get a clean shot sooner or later.
Exactly. And my punches were accurate and pinpoint. And I knew eventually I was going to get him.
Oh, he sounds so pleasant. Thank you, Mike. July 21st, 1996, Wayne Gretzky said, "Hey, I'm going to the New York Rangers." Why the heck did you do that, Gretzky? Why?
It's going to be an exciting time for me, obviously, and the opportunity to play in New York in such a great arena, and without question, chance to play with Mark again, I think will prove to be very exciting.
Yeah, Mark Messier. And he ended up closing out his career in New York City with the Rangers. No Stanley Cup, though, unfortunately. July 21st. 2007. Speaking of legends, we talked about Manny Pacquiao earlier in the show. 46 years old, getting it done. Bernard Hopkins in 2007. He beat Winky Wright. Winky Wright didn't get beat in 7.5 years, but he beat him via decision in Las Vegas. Let's listen to the alien. Let's listen to the executioner talk about that fight.
Not really. Winky is tough and he kept coming. You know, we had a thing at the press conference. Winky been around the game. He know me and I respect him. He know I respect his family and everything. The thing at the press conference, nothing but to hype it. I hope I put some extra dollars in his bank account by pay-per-view numbers, because that's what it's all about. We businessmen, and he know that wasn't no ill intent. It's just something to make things hype. That's boxing. It's been like that for years. And you can see Winky, he oblige what's happening, not only tonight, but what we did prior to this fight, man. So it's all good. They got a good performance. Boxing is back. Golden Boy is putting the best shows on, and y'all seen it today. And Winky, he ain't going nowhere. He gonna give anybody trouble, and I know why Jermaine Teller don't want to fight him no more.
Bernard Hopkins was 42 years old when he beat Winky Wright. Bernard Hopkins would probably wake up and fight today. That's a guy from Philly. He could fight today, okay? July 21st, 2013, Phil Mickelson. He won his first British Open. The man birdied on 4 of the last 6 holes for a 5-under 66 to have the best round of the tournament. This is Phil Mickelson on winning the British Open.
It was great holding the jug, seeing the names on it, being included with the names on it, and this great rich history of the game of golf. It's awesome. I said it well before ever winning this tournament, that if I was ever able to win the Open Championship, it would be the greatest accomplishment of my career.
Well, he finished one shot over yesterday. Well, there you go. Yep, them days are over. But he's getting that live money now, okay? He's getting that live money. And those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. It has been July 21st all day long. Man, cute little moment. Botch, wasn't that cute? Damian Lillard's daughter's like, we don't have to fly to Milwaukee anymore. Isn't that nice?
Is that her trashing Milwaukee, or is it just a key moment?
I think it's a kid being a kid, right?
That's true. Kids, I would say, get annoyed, too, if there was a lot of flights.
Kids say the darndest things?
Yeah.
No, never watched that show?
No, I don't get it.
Don't get what?
The reference. Or is it just,
okay,
that's the name of the show?
There was a show, I think it was hosted by, well, it had many hosts. It was called Kids Say the Darndest Things. It was like a little interview show for kids, and they used to just say funny things because kids have no filter.
True. I feel like every kid that's been brought to an NBA press conference has said something crazy.
Yeah. And just imagine that being a television show. Hey, Google it on YouTube. It'll pop up. A few things will pop up. Anyway, it's been a great show. Hey, thank you so much to all of our guests who came through. Teresa Walker to talk about the Tennessee Titans. Thank you so much to Calvin Watkins for joining us from the Dallas News to talk about these Cowboys. We got training camps that will continue to open up all week. And so if you thought Jerry Jones saying something wild today was a start, it was. We got started with Jerry Jones on Micah Parsons, who's not happy with the contract situation. We have another situation, Mike Brown, 89-year-old owner, saying a wild thing. And so we might as well just get used to it. The NFL is back, and training camps are here, and that's enough. Let's see who gets a new contract, who doesn't, and so much more to do. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, it's a wrap. You missed a minute or a second? Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. The JR Sport Brief Show here is done, but don't move on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkle is coming up next. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Bacha.